Gemara says in Pesachim, Nud Beis Amin Aleph, B'yishav lo avdina m'nei shinai ha-machlokas, that Rav Safra says that if one travels from a makom, where, I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, is the only place where there's one day yantif, to a place where there are 2 days yantif, he goes to Chutz Laretz, he's asked to do malacha on the second day of yantif, because it has to follow the minhag, because you want to avoid machlokas. And the Tosfos, the other Rishonim point out that certainly he can't do malacha in public, but Tosfos points out he can't even do malacha in private, because since malacha is hard to conceal, in other words, Rav Schacht always says over, there was a professor who was an Israeli and he lived in Washington Heights, and I guess he was an Israeli, so he only kept Yom Tov Sheni. He only kept Yom Tov Rishon, so apparently he turned on lights, but he figured like no one could see him, because the way his room was set up. But what happened was, after he left, I guess this woman mentioned to Rav Schacht, you know, that guy wasn't religious, he used to turn his lights on Yom Tov. She probably meant Yom Tov Sheni, as he thought no one was watching. But the call is, it's always, especially today, everything could be found, that Uncle Sam is watching. And therefore, one can't do malacha even in private. Others say it's a stricter minhag because it's the whole Chutz Laretz. But either way, so he can't do, so in Ben Eretz Yisrael, can't do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni. So the shaila is, what happens if Ben Eretz Yisrael, I'm not talking about someone who lives in Chutz Laretz and follows the sheet of the Chacham Svi and keeps 1 day, that's a separate shaila. Let's assume a pure, bona fide Ben Eretz Yisrael, he's coming into Chutz Laretz. But if he wants to come in, he'll leave Eretz Yisrael Motzei Yom Tov Rishon. So if he gets into Kennedy Airport after Yom Tov, so it's not an issue, but he'll get in during Yom Tov Sheni. So the shaila is, the Gemara says you can't do malacha if it's a Yishuv Yisrael, so then you can't do malacha. So the question is Kennedy Airport have a status of Yishuv Yisrael? So some would claim it's not, because no one lives there. It's the Jewish community is not that far away, but no one's walking to Kennedy Airport from the Jewish community. And others want to say maybe there are other Jews, even maybe Rosh Shlomo Zalman discusses maybe non-religious Jews count. So he discusses both sides, whether he's not machria, whether it's mutaras, or either maybe you could say it's just no one lives there, so it's not a yisha period, and therefore they'll know. Or do I say no, that it's so I think Rav Schacht is, I believe, holds it is and considered is not, because I remember him saying that let's say you have students in YU, so they're Israelis, so they went home, so some used to like come back and they used to take a cab to YU on Yom Tov Sheni. So he said, no, they can't do that, because that's a Yishuv of Yisrael, but it was Masha from when he said it. He said they have to stay in Kennedy Airport until after Yom Tov, but then come in. So he's Masha, but he's Machri on the Shaila, that one is permitted, a Ben Eretz Yisrael is permitted to hang out in Kennedy Airport until after Yom Tov Sheni, and then he could come in for business or visit his family.